Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Bob's World. Soccer. NFL.
Bob's World brought to you by
Bob's World.
F1. And Connor. Bob's. Thank you. Here's Bob.
Bob's World.
All right. Thank you,
Bob's
Connor.
World.
So while you were sleeping early Sunday morning, 2:30, 3:30 Dallas time, but 9:30 in Paris,
partying.
The greatest theft that we have seen in some time was happening at the Louvre. The Louvre, of course, perhaps the most famous museum in the world. Is that fair?
Oh, 100%.
If you were to list the museums.
Gotta be.
Been there.
Man, that's a brag I can't join. I've never been to Paris.
Fist bump me, Dave.
So I've never been to the Louvre.
Yeah.
You been there too?
I have.
Dang, you guys rule.
Like last week.
It's enormous.
I would love to visit Paris, and I would certainly make the Louvre high on my list when I do, but if I was visiting today, I would see a closed sign, as the Louvre is currently closed.
Have you seen this story, Dave?
I have not.
It's closed.
As
it's
they
badass.
Investigate a robbery Sunday morning of epic proportions.
This is like Ocean's 11 type stuff.
This is very much like Ocean's 11 type stuff. So what happened?
I mean, there's security everywhere.
Thieves broke in under the guise that they were maintenance workers or just employees. And so in Paris, it's fairly common to see these trucks with electric ladders and sometimes little cranes on them. And honestly, that's how residences get their furniture sometimes into these older buildings. And if you need your piano or your couch put in your new apartment, it's usually done outside. It's raised with a crane, and we figure it out through windows. And so these mechanical ladder truck things are pretty common.
Sure.
So 9:30 in the morning on Sunday, mechanical truck ladder thing is parked outside the Louvre at the Apollo Gallery. And there are people in uniform looking like they are doing important things on the outside of the Louvre. But what is actually happening is they're thieves. They're robbers. And they have a very coordinated effort underway, according to many accounts, to break into the gallery by carving the glass up on a elevated window, and a second floor window. They break in at 9:34. So the truck arrives at 9:30. Stay with me here. And by 9:38, they are escaping on high-powered scooters into the streets of Paris.
It's very Mission Impossible.
And poof, they are gone.
Yeah, I was thinking this is the perfect cross between Ocean's 11 and the Bourne Identity, where they get on the scooter and then all throughout the city.
So the thieves were not after any of the paintings. Remember, like 30 years ago, a massive theft of one of their more famous paintings went down. Now, I forget how that was resolved, but heck, in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen. So we've had...
And wasn't there an event a few years ago, somebody tried to throw paint on the Mona Lisa or something?
Yeah, but that was not a theft.
But that was
right.
Yeah.
But now it's behind glass, and it's impossible to get to.
Well, in this case, the robbers were not after any art, and they really weren't after some of the more valuable pieces of jewelry. They were after very specific pieces. A royal sapphire necklace, a royal emerald necklace, and a diadem worn by Empress Eugenie, the wife of Napoleon III, evidently. And the jewelry they stole, tiaras, earrings, and necklaces.
Tiara.
Did I say it wrong?
I think Tierra is a golf course in Fort Worth.
Tiaras, that's exactly right. I apologize. I was not using the Spanish term for earth. But yes, one tiara in particular contained 1,083 diamonds and 24 sapphires. And what these are being thought to be would be melted down or reappropriated in new pieces. Like these, they are not... I guess what I'm saying is they're not going to a pawn shop with a
crown.
With a crown.
Yeah. Right, they're going to disassemble it.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the first thought I had when I read this story the other day was, okay,
how do you offload this stuff?
Yeah, how do you fence this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it in movies all the time, like, you can't get rid of some things. It's impossible. The heat's too hot. Everybody knows what you're looking for. So, and like, the outfit from who's what, Napoleon's wife or whatever? Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, they said that the crown, the tiara, was that they dropped it, that
yes.
It was found outside on the street.
That's right. That has been recovered.
Man.
But, and of course, it is unrepairable for a number of reasons. But the collection's most famous item, the Regent Diamond, is valued at $60 million.
Oh, dear.
But they didn't touch it. And this is one of the curiosities of the entire heist.
Well, they probably knew that was too hot to ever move.
I think so.
It's too recognizable.
Like the minute you take it into, you know, Earl's Pawn Shop.
Yes.
Oh, what you got here? Nothing, just a big rock.
I was trying to trade this for a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, like,
I was digging around in the backyard.
Hey, do you have like a Fender Stratocaster that I can have for this?
So there's a lot going on here, and they're obviously trying to figure out who is responsible, and they will put all of their resources to finding these robbers. But there is a great concern that a lot of it will never be recovered again.
I want me some jewelry.
And that this is the...
Who knew that France had crown jewels?
Well, this is... Well, very... They have many. And this is a very big thing.
You know, they at the Tower of London, you can see the English crown jewels.
That's right. And what do you think every time you visit? I wonder if anyone's ever tried to steal this stuff.
Right.
That's what I think of everything. I'm a horrible, like, art viewer, because all I think about is how I'm going to get this.
I want to steal it, and then I... And then I don't know what I'm going to do, but I wanted to steal it, right?
But so, the amount of casing that they had to have done to
yes.
know exactly where these were and which window to break into.
That's right.
And to be in and out in 4 minutes?
Yeah, so they had a very specific plan, and like you said, now the museum, the Louvre, is trying to basically scan any materials they have in terms of surveillance to because they assume the people were casing the place.
Yeah, anybody that lingered in that room for a real long
time.
That's
right, that's right. And so this is a major robbery of over 100 million U.S. in jewels and so forth. And they had a very specific plan. And from the time the truck arrived until the time the escape, we're talking about 7 to 8 minutes. And again, it happened.
How did they know?
In daylight. And it happened on a sleepy Sunday morning. Like, there's so much
it
that.
It happened when the museum was open.
There were people
inside.
30 minutes after it opened. It opens at 9 a.m.
Like, why would you do it then? There must have been some sort of, again, they cased out everything. They knew what security. Maybe
they were
maybe,
wearing the yellow and orange vests to look like workers.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the face covering. And according to this particular account, they gained entry to the second floor balcony of the building's south side. And once they gained access using the hoist platform, they used a disc cutter to cut the window. And that's being now criticized that the glass was not thick enough, that it was easy to penetrate with a simple disc cutter, which I don't know what a simple disc cutter looks like, but I'll go with that.
Don't you think, too, that it could be an inside job? Like, too much was known about how to do this and how to get in and when to do it and all of it. that the people that were that have worked there for a long time are probably like, uh-oh.
Right, and maybe Sunday morning is specifically chosen because that is the lowest attendance. Maybe
church.
That has the
maybe lowest staffing.
Lowest staffing, yeah.
Well, and then they go through this window, and then they leave through the same window. And the accomplices on the scooters are waiting down there so that when these guys get down to the bottom of the ladder again, they just hop on the scooters that have just pulled up to help them escape, and then they're gone.
And there was also...
And then they say, take care.
Like, I read something about there was some sort of diversion where the police were called to something a couple of miles away. A lot of the cops were. There was a false flag, and that gave them the 4 minutes that they needed or whatever without... Because, again, I don't know how many alarms were set off.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw four guys walking into a window, wouldn't you be like, well, that's weird. In the Louvre, you'd be like, well, that's really... Despite 4 minutes, I'd tap somebody on the shoulder and be like, should we call the cops? That doesn't look right.
Right. So we're continuing to follow this story. We are monitoring all of the new developments. But I got to be honest. Many times we hear on Community Quick Hits horrible, horrible things.
Yeah, they didn't kill anyone.
And in this case...
Kind of wanted to get away.
It's kind of awesome. Now, I don't want it to happen.
Yes.
So if you're thinking about robbing a museum awesome. Because the hardline will think I'm awesome,
yeah,
we're not. But we're going to make an exception that this is... the coolest story of the week.
And I want to know more. It embodies the spirit of the French Revolution, taking from the rich.
Yeah.
So now I'm willing to root for the authorities as they join the Jason Bourne movie and try to find everybody. But I'm a little torn here on how I want this to work out.
They're looking at their satellite imagery and their thermal mapping.
That's right. And they're going through all the pawn shops for anyone trying to... swap out a crown for a Sega Genesis. But anyway, there you go. There's the latest from Paris, guys. The Louvre heist.
Awesome.
Is in day 3.
All right, you guys got any Mbappe rookies?
I got this thing.